Hello.
Hello, is there Mr. Thomas Elliott? I am
Yes, awesome.
Thank you so much for answering. I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues that are affecting your community and the nation. Your name was chosen randomly, and your answers are confidential too.
You asked me about what now?
This is just to gather the opinion of the public regarding some issues your community and the nation are facing. First,
okay.
are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I want to do
yeah.
this as quick as possible. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me ask, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Black.
African-American black? Okay.
Okay. Is that what you want to call it? Yeah.
Okay. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? You will definitely vote, probably vote. Are the chances 50-50? Or would you probably not vote?
Man, I'd have to be did not vote this year.
So you will not vote this year?
I said I'd have to be did to not vote.
Not vote. Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm definitely
vote this year. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
In fact, I can't wait for these other 90-some days to go by.
All right, then.
Yeah,
if you don't mind me asking,
with me.
May I have your age, please?
72.
Okay.
72.
Okay. Please, rate your level of motivation for voting this year for president and the Congress. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 to 10.
Man, how about 10? I told you I'd had to be dead not to vote this year.
I understand. You needed to confirm. Regardless of if you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Independent. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? You can strongly approve. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve. I thought the man did a wonderful job, a super job.
Okay. You strongly approve.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry for interrupting. So you strongly approve. Thinking about the direction our country is heading on, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I can tell you, I'm satisfied with the way it's headed now because it's sitting to make a big turn this election.
Okay, thanks for the answer. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting better.
Getting better?
I mean, a lot of people don't feel it yet, but they're getting better.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the community right now? You may choose two. First, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Third, a lack of greater economy opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Which one would you select?
We're going to try to make sure Donald Trump never gets elected for anything no more.
Okay. So those are the, that is one of the biggest threats for you, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Okay. Would you like to choose another one? If you want, I can repeat them to you.
What do you mean, choose another what?
Another threat. We have cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security. Also, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. We also have a lack of greater economy opportunities and jobs in your community. Rising crime and, crime and violence.
That's the lack of... I'm taking a whole truckload carload with me when I go vote to make sure Donald Trump don't get to be president or nothing no more. And by the time this 4 years go by, his ass will be too old to even think about it.
Okay. So based on what you have just, what do you believe is one of the biggest threats to the American, to the African-American community? Maybe cuts of Social Security besides Donald Trump? Or is that the only threat you believe is existing right now?
It's because of Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay.
Man is a fool.
Okay. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Let's start with Donald Trump. Remember, 0 is very uncomfortable, unfavorable, very cold. 0 means you feel warm and favorable, and 50-50, not warm, not cold. You can rate them from 0 to 100. What do you think about Donald Trump?
I think he deserves a 0.
0. Okay.
I mean,
what about...
A bunch of them.
Okay, thanks for the honesty. What about J.D. Vance?
Well, they're two fools together. Like I said, both of them are crazy.
Would you also, between the scale from 0 to 100, what would you select?
What do you mean?
Also, rating as you rated Donald Trump from 0 to 100, how would you rate J.D. Vance?
I'd give him a big fat 0-2. Both of them are 0-2. Jackasses together.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris, I think she's learned a whole lot from Mean Joe. But Mean Joe has got a little age on him, so he did all he could do.
Okay. So
I think she's going to take up the baton and roll right on with it.
That sounds like 100. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about Project 2025? If you haven't heard about some things, that's okay.
That man just talking about he didn't know nothing about it. I mean, that, who he think believe that shit? I don't get it. He think everybody in America is stupid or what?
I see your point. So would you rate it between 0 to 100? How much?
I give him a fat 0. That's what he deserves.
0-2. Okay. What about Democrats in Congress?
Well, what about it?
From 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
Democrats.
All's a 0?
I said, who are you talking about? How would I rate who or what?
Oh, about the Democrats in Congress. Between 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
I'd give them a 75. I think they're doing what they need 75? To do until after this election. Then you're going to see things really change.
Okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
Man, I wish somebody would get rid of that damn dumbass Mitch McConnell. He's been there too long already. Way too long.
Between 0 to 100, also as Donald Trump?
Yep. Okay. Both of them need to go home and sit on the porch and wait a while.
What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Oh, that drunk, he needs to go sit his ass down in the corner so I shut up, too.
So between 0 to 100?
I give him a big fat zero. He just about as bad as Donald Trump, a drunk.
Okay. What are your thoughts or your rating to Jill Stein?
Who?
Jill Stein.
I don't know who that is.
You ever heard of him? Okay, okay. And by last, Joe Biden, between 0 to 100?
And I give me Joe a 75. Like I said, he did all he could do as long as he could do it. So, you know,
okay.
When it's your time to quit, it's your time to quit.
I think at
the end of the term, this time it'll be time to quit.
Let me ask you something. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
No, I've already made up my mind. I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
Kamala
Harris.
She's
got the plan. Okay. She's got the right plan for the right time, and she needs to be on the job right now.
Okay.
And Cornel West,
without being
didn't mean
to cut you off. I'm really sorry. But have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
Oh, yeah.
A
I
lot?
Watch it every
something?
Day.
Every day. Okay.
Every day.
And has, based on what you have heard, seen, or known about Vice President Harris, would you believe that she's more or less favorable for you?
Man, she's more
much,
favorable. She should be more
favorable
for everybody.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate them between a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to vote for her. 5 means it's somehow convincing reason. And 0 means it's not convincing at all. The statement is the following. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chances to vote for Kamala Harris, and not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to take our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change in racial justice.
That's right.
That for you is very convincing, somewhat
yes,
convincing,
sir.
Very convincing. Okay.
Very convincing.
There is one about Donald Trump. It says, Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of healthcare. As vice president, Harris led to a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and helped pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of a pre-existing condition. For you, that's convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
That is very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Another one, Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down cost of making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone, who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so that we can get ahead. That's convincing.
I tell you what.
Tell me.
Yeah, it sounds really convincing to me because she put the whammy on them big bankers in California and many.
Oh, I see. And there's just one more. In November, have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump for her entire career. And with our support, she will do it again in November to save our democracy. That's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
That is very, very convincing.
Okay, okay. Thanks for the answers. We're almost done, okay? Now,
let me ask you again.
Okay, I'll do this as fast as possible. If the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so. Again, just to reiterate.
Man, how many times I got to tell you? I've already made up my mind that I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
Okay.
A little drunk Robert F. Kennedy, he need to go somewhere and just sit his ass down in a corner and shut the hell up.
Okay. Now do we have to talk a little more about the elections. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year for presidential and congressional elections in November of 2024. Again, 0 is not motivated and 10 is extremely motivated.
10.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, not often, or not at all. From social media, remember, from social media.
No, man, I watch MSNBC News. They are independent. They don't owe nobody nothing. Them and Roland
Martin, very often.
They do, and they tell the truth on the air, don't care if they like it or not.
Okay, so did you receive your information about the work in politics from social media or only from the TV?
Well, not. Wait a minute. Say that again now.
Sure. The question is, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, not often, or not at all.
Oh, I don't read that. Not at all. I usually get my information from MSNBC, like I said, and Roland Martin. Those are independent stations. They own their business, and they don't have to answer to nobody.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Hope you don't mind me asking. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, has master's, MBA, law, PhD, etc.
Well, I had some college, so I graduated high school. I just had some college, and I started a family, so we had to go to work. And
you started a family, so are you currently married?
Yeah. Huh?
Okay. So, sorry for interrupting. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Well, I'm divorced now.
Divorced now.
Yeah.
Okay. A few more questions to finish. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, man. All mine are grown and gone, and I was so tickled to see them leave.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thinking about the approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Well, actually, I consider myself a moderate because don't all things work the way you want them to, so you have to keep them on the cover.
And switching topics a little bit, how often do you attend church or religious services? You do it twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month?
No. About once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. Okay.
Yeah.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, or would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, I have about a third of them is white.
About a third. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural? Okay.
Rural.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Nope. They all were born here in the United States.
Oh, here? Okay. And were one of more of your parents maybe born outside of the U.S.?
No, we were both born here inside the U.S.
Also born here? Okay.
Yep.
With that in mind, this question might be a little extra, but still, were you born outside or inside the United States?
Inside the United States.
Okay. Okay. With all due respect, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, I'm an old single bachelor.
Awesome. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I just wish you to have a very good night. Thank you again. Okay? Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Wish you best.
Yes.
My pleasure. Take care, okay?
Bye. Okay.